Hello, good morning. Right now, I'm at Bishan Central, and since I'm doing my morning walk, why don't I bring you around? And right behind me is Skyview. It's a condominium in Bishan itself, followed by Sky Habitat. And last but not least, there's an upcoming BTO cluster that has already collected its keys, or is going to collect its key, called Bishan Ridge. Here, I'm going to do a short video on it. Here, let me turn my camera around. This is a condo called Sky Habitat. Its lease is from 2011. It's a 99 years government land sale. About 500 plus unit, two tower blocks. You can see there's a lot of balcony space as well as roof terrace onto the side. Back then, when this project was launched by the developer, it was launched around 1,005 to as high as 1,008 per square feet. That was more than a decade ago. This was quite a high price back then. So sales was quite muted back then, until the developer has to relaunch it at a slightly lower price in order to clear stock. But having said that, today is 2026. The number of unprofitable transactions has reduced drastically because property price has gone up. Today, average selling price is around 2,002 plus minus per square feet. So in short, what can we learn here? Property is like that. You have to hold it for the long term, you know, easily 10, 15 years, waiting for the next upcycle before you encash it out. So this is how property works. So regardless what kind of entry price you are buying today, you must always have a long-term perspective, have holding power and hold it well. So much about Sky Habitat. So the next condo I want to talk about is Skyview. Skyview is also a 99 years leasehold condo built by CapitaLand. Since it's side by side, the developer has to bid this land to defend its bid. But Skyview was slightly newer when its lease started from 2013. If I can recall, it was launched in 2014 plus minus. So sales was very good. Because the developer, I would say, has learned his lesson in a way, you know, by adopting a more simple method of building. Because, for example, the stack one from the lower floor, from the second floor, all the way to the second last floor are almost the same. Whereas compared to Sky Habitat, or maybe like Dillon, Interlace back then, you know, the layout and the design is a bit different. You know, you are talking about 0201 and 0301 are technically different, or in terms of its space, the layout and so on. But for Skyview, I think this was the start of a more standardized design concept where the second floor to the second highest floor are almost the same. For example, you want to buy 1601, 1601 sold already. You can easily buy 1501 or 1401. And that also set the standard for the rest of the industry whereby condominiums are sold or designed in a similar manner. So having said that, Skyview response was very good. If I can recall, the average selling price back then was around 1,003 to 1,005 per square feet. It's about $200 plus minus lower than Sky Habitat. And moreover, the balcony space is more standardized. You don't have a lot of, you know, odd shaped living room or bedrooms, and the space is more practical. That's why for Skyview, you can take a look here. I will share you the number of profitable transactions is almost 100% compared to Sky Habitat. Okay, so much about these two developments. So let me turn around and you can see far away there is some BTO cluster. Let me turn my camera over to this side. These are very high-rise HDB flat that is going to receive its keys, or in fact has started to collect its keys very soon. This cluster of HDB flat is called Bishan Ridge. It was launched 2010 during the COVID era, and it took about 5-6 years to be completed. Since this is a pretty big development, comprised about 1,500 units, consists of two bedrooms flexi, three bedrooms, as well as four bedrooms. BTO price list, the four bedrooms start from around 600,000, whereas the three room flats start from about 400,000. Okay, so let me bring you around to take a look. Okay, so very beautiful BTO flats. And there's also some coffee shop or something like that, child care center. So this is Bishan Ridge. Okay, right now I'm at one of the block 33. So you can see this is Bishan Depot, and then there is Chuan Park. There's a two side that are recently sold. So you can see 33 story. Wow, very very high up. Okay, so we are on the topmost floor. Let me open the door to let you take a look at the view. So from afar we can see Bishan Stadium and Bishan Swimming Pool. Okay, wow, very nice view here. So you can see right in front is Sky View and this is Sky Habitat. You know, whenever I'm here, I can share a view. I can't help wonder, I mean, will all these BTO flats after 5 years, how much will they be selling for? I mean, put it this way, a 4-room flat HDB, when it launched, they sell to the buyers around 600,000. So I want to make a guess, how much will they be worth 5 years down the road? Well, I assume based on a rule of thumb of 100% increase or more than 100% increase, I will put it this way, easily 150% increase. So going forward, the 4-room flat, BTO, resale flat, when it hit the market in 5 years down the road, I assume the price will easily be 1.3 to 1.4 million. Factor it in, it has a newer lease and it's a BTO flat with better design and more practical layout. So fast forward, how will it affect the condominium's prices over here? Or will it help to push up the HDB prices here? Or vice versa, the HDB owner upgrade to buy a private condominium? Share with me your thoughts. What is your view on this? And how will it affect the private property price going forward?